Okay.
Hello.
You ready? Read the screen.
Okay.
Do the words.
I wanna be the very best, like the no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. It's you and me. I know it's my destiny. Oh, you're my best friend. In a world we must defend. Pokemon, gonna catch them. Oh, heart so true.
Heart so true.
Our courage will pull us through. Pokemon, you'll teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon, gotta catch them all. That was great.
Hello, peoples of the internet, or just visitors to the internet, you never know. You're listening to Alan, A Lot About Nothing. And today, we're going to be delighting your ears with wondrous sounds of the Amazon.
Okay.
Such as the Sammy Duck.
I will start off with the duck.
Here we see the wild duck and the wild dolphin.
Okay, I'll start off with the duck. And here's the dolphin.
Okay, that's good.
And here's the bear.
Alright. Well, that was Sounds of the Amazon by Sammy Hoskin Hayes. Anyway, Alan updates. So there's a few new things that are gonna happen. Obviously, it's a new episode, episode 4. Very excited. And I mentioned last time that the company that produces Alan is Twerking Owl Productions. Unfortunately, that name was taken by who would take that name, I have no idea.
But the funny thing is, though, we actually used it in our actual video, so, you know, they could sue us, but...
They're probably not going to bring that up, so it doesn't really matter.
It's not really that important.
If they do, I'll get rid of it.
We'll just change our, you know, our incorporation name, so...
It's Hat Dragon Productions now.
Yeah, you can look us up on YouTube. We haven't got any YouTube vids yet. We're still deciding whether we're going to use Twitch or YouTube first.
We used YouTube first.
We were just talking about how unreliable they are.
YouTube are very reliable.
Yes, but the thing is, they're not very reliable.
Right. So... We're going to have our setup videos on there. Unfortunately, we haven't recorded the setup for this one.
Oh no, for whipping me.
Sammy, don't you dare do that. We're going to have our setup videos on there. We're going to have some gameplay videos on there.
It's going to be great.
We're going to have Hat Dragon Productions playing Farming Simulator
yes!
2015.
Oh, it's a great game.
It's going to be so good.
We are like the gamiest nerds ever. Gamiest.
Gamiest.
We should totally do. I know this is copyright, but we should totally do Pokemon as our like intro. Oh wait, that was what we did.
We literally just did that.
Oh god, I've got the brain.
You're thinking of the genius after I have already thought of the genius and recorded the genius.
Oh, so smart.
That's how genius I am.
Oh, I'm so genius. Oh.
Somebody's coming up and like, I see gravity, and I'm like, I've already put it on my podcast. Too late, man.
Yes. Yeah, so what's he called? What's he called? Isaac Newton. He's like,
what's he called? That's not Isaac Newton. It's not, no, that's
Harry Potter.
So when Harry Potter discovered gravity because an apple fell on his head,
Jacob just rigs him off and he's like, too late, man, it's already on my podcast, I don't care.
Beep. Yeah. Oh, genius. Anyway, so I'm going to have a little discussion today about conspiracy theories. So, would you like to describe your conspiracy theory that we've been talking about in class?
Well, everyone thinks I'm insane, but the world is flat. And it's hollow. This comes to the conclusion that the Earth is square. Mm-hmm. This means, I don't know, that there's aliens living inside our Earth, and that... That the Earth is square and everyone thinks it's round and there is no gravity. And plus, if this world was circle, it would take further for planes to travel because they'd have to go up. Just embrace it. I have more to say.
Okay. Carry on then. You're probably
going to
say about the lenses.
Oh, yes, yeah, that was it. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, and the lenses. The world is really square. You want to know why? Because when people take pictures from space through the lens is circle. That's why we see it as circle. But really, when you zoom out in a circled lens, it's square.
So you're saying, like...
And if we use a square lens, it will be a square Earth, but it's square anyway.
Okay, that makes sense. So if we took your phone right now, which has a circular lens, and we took a picture of this square screen,
yeah,
would it appear circular?
It would.
Go on then, demonstrate.
Okay.
Don't nudge the table.
Yeah, but it's not a circular lens.
It is a circular lens. Like on the back of an iPhone 5, the lens is circular.
Yeah, but it's square. Oh,
is my head circular?
Yeah, oh my god, it is. Your head is circular.
Because normally it's square.
Oh god, Illuminati confirmed.
Oh, Minecraft addiction confirmed.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Dun, 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 dun. Don't play mobile games while we're recording.
Oh, sorry, bro.
I'll beat you.
This is more important.
I have the book here.
Do you? We're going to do some more boring reading. Hooray!
No.
Just skip to the good parts, okay?
I'm not reading this book. I'm beating you with it.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
In fact, I've got something. I got this. So, don't touch the record
button. Oh, God.
Yeah, no!
Oh,
no.
God.
Yeah. No. Oh. I will kill you, anyway. Just say it, I can edit it out.
Oh, no, cuff. Look up some news.
Look up some nudes?
Yeah. Keep that in.
You want me to look? Why?
News.
Oh, we're going to do funny news straight away now.
Yeah, we're going to do funny news.
We're going to do funny news.
I'm looking for... Oh, you can't hear me because my back's turned. You can't hear me right now because my back's turned. I'm looking for something to beat Jacob with. Or defend myself from his beatings. Oh, God, the Queen. Oh.
should we read this?
Yeah, I'll do the reading this time because you've done loads of reading. Woman wakes up to find her name is trending on the Twitter and realises it's all thanks to the Queen. Oh, my God, Elizabeth Lyon. What an amazing honour. Just wish the Queen would give it a rest with the photo bombs. Elizabeth Lyon. For Queen Elizabeth II, she stepped out today to help... can you stop scrolling up, please?
I'm not. It's just doing that because of the advert.
She stepped out to...
You're distracted by that, aren't you? Don't get distracted.
She stepped out today to help announce the name of the new Crossrail line, a high-capacity metro service which will open in London in 2018. Today should have been all about Her Majesty, and it was revealed to the new service that she will be named Elizabeth Lyon in her honour.
What?
But someone's only gone and stolen her thunder. The Elizabeth Lyon. Elizabeth poses a photo of the Queen next to the Lyon's new logo alongside the caption, "What an amazing honour! Just wish the Queen would give it a rest with the photo bombs." Read more. This p***ing star can't stop introducing herself without people making jokes.
The Mirror, everybody.
Oh my god, that was great.
You just read the link to another story by accident. Top quality stuff from the Mirror.
That was great.
That's good. I don't really know what to do. We're going to have to do a wine and cheese, aren't we?
No, we can't.
We can't.
I have to do something other than that for once. That's what we're just going to be doing.
Should it just be... Should it be...
Should we get Kate up here?
AMD and Intel.
Let's get Kate up.
Oh, what we wanted... What eventually, we want to have guests, like...
Oh, that's going to be
sick. Of course,
we're
going to have celebrities, but we're also going to have, like, people from school.
Yeah, we're going to have Sam, Josh, Angus...
Yeah, we're going to have guests. Maya? May's in India.
I know, but she's coming back on the 23rd.
Is she?
Yeah, 23rd of May.
Oh, cool.
Just after my... No, 25th, actually.
I hope she listens to this. Does she know?
I don't know. Probably not.
Is it 23rd? Mate, if I'm wrong, then you know you can beat me when we get back to school. But
anyway, so yeah, and
we're gonna get oh, your mum.
My mum wants to be the first guest.
I mean, it's a bit stupid, but you know, I think we're gonna play along with this, see how it goes.
Are we gonna do it?
We're gonna do it. We're gonna go get her right now.
Go on then, go fetch my mum. Tell her to bring a chair too.
Okay. Hey. Did you get Kay? She's gonna be in the podcast.
My God.
This is terrible. Okay.
She's not ready. She needs a couple of minutes to prepare.
She's prepared, is she? Okay. Well, you know.
Oh, and Jacob said bring a chair.
This is going to be great. We're just going to skip ahead a couple of minutes and, yeah, see you in a minute.
This is how many people have downloaded it from this website, but nobody goes to this website.
Wait, what? There's actually two downloads?
From this website.
What, and they're random people?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So they actually watch it?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's on Podomatic. So when you put a podcast on YouTube, which isn't hard on iTunes even, which isn't hard, as you'll find in our setup video if you want to start your own podcast. But you put it on like another website first, and then you give the RSS feed to iTunes, because iTunes can't provide the download link. This other website has to do it, and it's free. And the one we're using is called Podomatic, and because when you first start, you get like 6 months gold account. It tells you how many
and
people
then,
have downloaded.
Then after that, you connect the AMD drive into the computer socket where you proceed to download the disk of the actual AMD program, and then you will have an upgraded computer, probably a 10GB one.
Change from previous day, a little below average versus everybody else. Oh, we're 537th.
Oh my God, that's pretty...
Out of 2 million...
What?!
24,035.
Oh my God.
That is not bad.
That's actually pretty good. I wouldn't
lie. With two downloads?
Two downloads.
It's already got us to 500. These people at the bottom, like, nobody's listened to
them. Likes them. They're just like... they're like really deep in the dark web right now.
Yeah.
They're
talking about really funny, entertaining stuff.
Yeah, and they're just no one cares. They're like, they're the only people that actually listen to it. They're like repeating the video over and over again, like, oh,
I wanna be the fairy.
Yeah.
They're just singing that. Just over, I wanna be the very best. I wanna be the very best. I wanna be.
They're like, they go to school and they're like, please subscribe, and everyone's like, no, I don't want to.
Oh. should we say about our advertising campaign?
Oh, that's great. So, we were at school,
yeah,
right?
Every morning we have a math sheet with like math questions on you have to answer, and Vicky asked me to print out the math sheet.
Vicky's
today.
Our teacher, by the way.
Yeah. So I got one of our posters. You can't see it, but it's pretty beautiful. It's the Psychotic Techno Badges. You can find it on our Facebook page, which is like www.alan7.podcast.com.
Why 7?
I don't know, because Alan was taken, so I had to put 7 on the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a shame. But I put the poster on the back of all the math sheets, so everybody in our class was like, what the hell is this? The Psychotic Techno Badges on the back of my math sheet.
And then we copied like coloured versions of it, and we went around the school putting them everywhere, and we put them like in the inside of boys' toilets and...
Inside of all the toilets.
All of the toilets.
All the toilets.
So whenever someone goes to the toilet, they're like...
They finish and they turn around and they just see...
the psycho...
The badges.
The horde of psychotic techno badges. They're looking at them like...
Oh, God. And they scream and they run away. And then they go home and they listen to Alan.
Oh.
A Lot About Nothing on iTunes. Oh. And they love it.
Oh, here comes Kate.
There's a demon coming.
Oh, God.
You've accidentally summoned Satan.
How dare you?
She's here.
Satan's
here.
Hello?
No.
Hello.
Satan. I did tell you to bring a chair, Satan.
Yes, I know you did, but I thought I could use this.
Oh, it's all right then. Satan.
Oh, this is so exciting. I'm glad you saw sense and understand that.
Well... We weren't allowed to do any more wine and cheeses.
I'll make a good feature, won't I?
So
Well, I'm not really important at the moment. Do you want to swap?
No, it's fine. The mic, this mic will pick up both of you.
Really?
Okay, okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll turn
okay.
it up a bit. I don't remember which one it was.
You sound exhausted.
I know, it's really
She's
steep
walked
stairs.
All the way up the stairs.
It's really,
it's really
exhausting.
Far.
Whoa. It's really exhausting.
Yeah, well, we're so unfit. Yeah.
Is it, are you filming? Are you recording now?
Yeah, we've been recording
right
for like the past...
No way!
5 minutes.
You want me?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we only
okay.
just decided to have you
is
on
it,
the show.
Is it me now? Is it me now?
Yeah,
now?
Sure. Go.
Okay, so here's my idea, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you each... You're going to have one question each, and then we're going to have a topic of discussion.
Right.
Yeah?
Okay.
Shall we do the question now?
At like 12 o'clock at night, I wake up and I'm like, I have loads and loads of good ideas for Alan. And then we
yes.
sit down and start recording, and I'm like...
Your mind goes blank.
11 o'clock at night.
Jacob,
so I've just gone to bed,
I'm
then I wake up again.
A pencil and a pad by your bed.
Right.
All right. Anyway, who wants the first question first?
Give it me.
You want it first.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then, Jacob Joe.
Yeah.
Are dartboards made of A, horsehair, B, the long bit of hair at the end of a cow's tail, or C, reeds?
They're probably not made of any of that anymore. They're probably made of like some horrible
yeah,
synthetic dead
You're
puppies.
You're right, but we're talking
oh,
like
God.
Professional, goodly professional ones.
There's quite brittle. It's not horse hair.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, is it? You think?
Oh.
It's not horse, it's quite brittle, I think. I think when you touch it, it's not smooth, is it?
Which one are you going for?
Horse hair's not smooth.
Horse hair, cow
no,
hair?
No, like horse
cow
tails.
Tail hair.
Is it horse mane?
Oh my God, was it reeds?
Is it horse mane?
You're going to have to go with one.
I'm going to go with horse. I think it's horse.
You think it's horse? You're going horse mane.
Horse mane.
Horse mane.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Oh, get in there.
Pressure on.
Yeah.
All right, Mr.
Okay.
Sammy.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Imagine a polar bear.
A polar bear.
It is being hunted by nasty bad hunters.
Okay, how
the
many
polar bears? I don't know.
This is not a wine and cheese.
It's
that's fine. You can leave it.
Okay. The polar bear realizes it's being hunted.
Oh God. Okay.
It's going to do a clever thing.
It's going
to. Is it going to A, quickly dive into a bank of snow and cover itself with snow?
That's what they do when they breed.
Is it going to?
What they do when they breed.
B.
They just hope that there's another polar bear in this snowdrift. Like,
once the intercourse, the female will proceed to go really far away from the male.
Oh, you mean they build like an igloo thing to have their babies in?
Yeah, they do,
and they stay in the barrel.
Yeah, anyway, carry on.
Anyway, yeah. So that's A.
Yeah.
Cover themselves in snow. B, do they lie down and cover their black noses with their paws so you can't see them so well? Or do they C...
Seems legit.
Roll in poo to mask their smell.
What is it? Is it human hunters?
Well, they just know they're being hunted. I think only humans could possibly hunt.
Where's the polar bear going to get the poo from? Is it just going to, you know?
It's just going to do
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm going to
yeah.
poo. Oh, I'm going to hide
quick
in
roll
that.
In it.
I mean, that gets rid of the
definitely
scent.
Not
I'm
the
pretty
last
sure
one.
It would go in the snow.
I mean, what would hunt a polar bear? Only humans, surely. So
yeah. So
anyway,
masking the smell would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
So it would hide in the snow.
You're going A, hide in the snow. Sammy, I have to tell you that polar bears, when being hunted, will cover their black noses so they cannot be seen.
What?
I know,
what?
I know.
That totally makes sense, actually. If you're all white all over,
you
apart from your little black
paws, nose. So they do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they do. They literally put their giant paws over their black nose.
Wow.
How cute is that?
That's not
oh,
cute.
Oh, it's
That's...
cute. I think it's cute.
Like, oh,
okay.
Oh. How did I get that wrong?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
okay.
Was that it?
No, that is it. You get one question each in this feature.
And we're going to do this more.
Yeah.
This
because obviously
good.
You're going to have me back next week, aren't you?
Yeah, this
yeah,
is good.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, if
totally.
We don't
so,
have another guest.
Yeah.
We're going to arrange that next week.
I think I should be a feature rather than a guest, so, because I think features are like weekly.
Yeah,
guests
yeah.
just come and go,
good.
You know?
Yeah.
So we're going to have my mum in the podcast every week.
Yes, it's going to be cool. Jacob's mum.
Oh, that's so going to be a jingle now.
Feature.
That's going to be on the soundboard. Ding, Jacob's mum. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, so Obviously, we mentioned earlier as I was pitching for this job about my topic of discussion. Have you already touched on that in this podcast?
Greatly.
Or can I
we
go
have
there?
A bit.
We have completely
have.
Done it.
Really. So actually, I need to move on to another.
You do?
Yeah, another subject, really. We talked about how the Earth is hollow.
You've talked about that?
Yeah.
And did you conclude that indeed the Earth is hollow?
We definitely concluded.
Well,
that.
There's no proof, but we did conclude.
No, Sammy proved it.
Sammy proved it.
I got my hands, and yes. I was like...
All right, okay.
We proved it.
All right, so let's go. Let's move on. Let's move on to another topic of conspiracy theory discussion.
Yeah.
And this topic, any day now. Okay, I'm just thinking how to frame it, because you obviously have taken my original idea.
Okay,
so here it goes. Do you think that the reality is that those ones, have access to alien technology?
They do.
They do.
You mean the government?
Do you think the government? Yes,
me.
Could be the government. Those ones.
They told me.
The government within the government. Are they using alien technology to develop technology?
Well, I to be honest, I think they are, but in a bad way, because they're doing it for wars, so they can make more money out of it.
I don't think the gap in technology. I don't think. Technology is progressing fast enough.
I agree.
For there to be alien intervention.
I think on the news someone said that they're eventually going to try and make space travel available.
But this is the news
affordable.
You listen to on Facebook.
Yeah, it's true, but they really are trying to do exactly that.
Yes, this is somewhere in Russia that, well, no. Somewhere.
Oh yeah, they can make black people white. They get chemicals.
No, this is not to do with space.
Let's stick with technology here, Sammy.
Okay.
Let's stick with technology.
They're building a space elevator.
Uh-huh.
So it's
are you sure about this?
No, this is like a legit way in the future to travel to space. You have a satellite in orbit.
Uh-huh.
And you have a ground station.
Yeah.
And you have some kind of carbon nanotubes or whatever. Going from the ground station to the satellite as a line.
So it doesn't go to another planet. Then.
No, it goes. It just gets you to orbit. It doesn't take you to another planet.
It's just so you can go up and be in.
So the satellite has got manoeuvring stuff, so it stays.
That's really dangerous.
So when you say satellite, you mean like a platform?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to get space
a tethering platform in the atmosphere in orbit that they keep above the ground station on the planet.
So it basically has to move at the right speed constantly,
so
it doesn't end up.
Yeah.
How are they going to attach it to
I'm
the?
Not sure. Okay.
This is a totally legit thing.
How
is it
are they going?
Are you sure? Okay, go on.
The satellite's going to be moving in space. They've got to get spacesuits on.
No. They have along this nanofiber technology tube. Line thing, piece of wire.
Mm-hmm.
They have an elevator car that can hold 30 people, and that goes to space
so
up and down this tube.
It's like a
satellite.
A funfair ride where you get shot up.
It takes 1 week, and it will take 30 people.
A week to get up there.
Yeah,
that's insane.
What?
Yeah, because it
can't
go that fast.
Sit in the tube for a week.
Wait, what? So they're not actually going to the satellite? The satellite's just like a...
The satellite's a tethering at the top. They'll have a space station or something up there.
Holy moly.
This is not it.
Inflatable space elevator.
This is not the one. That's a ridiculous idea. I can't believe they should try that.
Yeah. That's just crazy. But the thing is, are you basically saying that these people sit in like a little lift in the tube?
No, not in the tube. Attached to this wire.
Uh-huh.
Is it like wire that's like Golden Gate Bridge wire or
no, it's
just some thin
super
elastic.
Nano carbon tube.
Oh.
Carbon fiber tube
super
wire.
It's carbon tube wire, for goodness sake.
He did that.
It's obvious.
He did that.
He was trying to understand.
You're so
carbon
shocked
tube
by that.
Wire.
That's sexual.
No,
I'm sorry.
Carbon tube wire. Nano means tiny, weeny, totty,
yeah, nano, carp. Look, counterweight,
moly.
Anchored at equator.
That is
so
insane.
See,
everything.
It's anchored at the equator,
a
so it, then it spins like
elevator.
That. See, it's a proposed type of space transportation system. The main concept would be a cable, also called a tether, anchored to the surface and extended into space. The design would permit vehicles to travel along the cable from a planetary surface such as the Earth's directly into space or orbit without the use of large rockets. An Earth-based space elevator would consist of a cable with one end attached to the surface near the equator and the other end in space beyond the geostationary orbit, 35.800 kilometers altitude. The competing forces of gravity, which is stronger at the lower end, and the upward centrifugal force, which is stronger than the upper end, would result in the cable being held up under tension and stationary over a single position on Earth. They've totally thought this about.
Can I just ask a question? Can you just do that bit more slowly? The competing forces of gravity.
Okay, so because it's anchored on the Earth at the equator, and because of the way the Earth spins and the way and they have the anchor in space, the counterweight in space, so far up that it's beyond.
Oh,
it's beyond
that's
caring.
Interesting. But, so actually, it's more like thinking of the Earth. So, because of how we think of it having to go up, but actually, in a way, it's going down. Do you know what I mean?
That is so right. No, oh my, I don't know what you're on about.
So we always think of, like, the Earth, and then this thing's got to go up and up and up and up, but actually, if we imagine that actually it's the Earth, and the thing's dropping down into space.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
oh, that's so
that's exactly it. And because of that, it keeps the
so
tension.
Actually, the weight of the thing hanging in space is actually holding its
place. You don't need to understand.
I don't even.
Anyway, can I just draw your attention to, guys?
Oh, that is
carbon nanotubes is in fact mentioned.
It's an actual
carbon
thing. Carbon nanotubes
has been identified as possibly being
able to meet
the specific strength requirements for an Earth space elevator.
Silly.
I reckon it's so
good. I just think they should just get rope.
That's so amazing.
Loads
just
and
a
loads
rope
of ropes.
A rope ladder.
The downward
it's good enough for those
ladder.
Snake charmers.
The downward force of gravity is actual gravity decreased by the height of gr equals minus g.m/r2.
Yeah, I knew that.
The upward centrifugal force due to the planet's rotation increased with height a equals w2.r. Together, the apparent gravitational field is a sum of the two, citation needed, g equals minus g, minus capital G even, point m, /r2 plus w2.r. So I hope that's cleared that up for you.
That's really
lesson.
Clarified that nicely. Thank you.
This is a science lesson.
So to conclude, we do believe that aliens are involved.
I think that
actually technology is far more advanced than the technology we're actually being allowed to use. And that they are withholding.
I completely believe that.
So the idea that the combustion engine is cutting edge is so laughable. We should have transcended combustion engines 60 years ago.
I believe that the government...
And on that note...
They're hiding it from us.
Yes, Sammy, they are hiding it from us. I'm not sure where, I'm not sure who, but...
Underground.
In the hollow earth. Mm. I think we've got this covered now.
We're going to be expert scientists.
Okay, so people who listen to this before it's taken down by the government...
Take heed of
what we are saying.
It is hidden
it
in the
It will save
earth.
Your life.
Yes.
In the earth.
If you dig a big enough
get
hole...
Get your drill.
Get your shovel.
Get your nanotubes.
Get your carbon nanotubes.
Get ready.
But I feel like I have learned something.
That was an awesome
that
trailer.
That is amazing to think that actually it's going down and not up.
What?
This is the most mind-boggling thing I've
Don't quite get that, do you?
It's going up.
Okay.
No,
so
but now it's
let's
going
get an orange. Have you got an orange and a piece of string? Imagine an orange and then stick a piece of string in it.
Yeah.
Oh, look, this dragon egg.
This.
Oh, yes, look. This
that,
perfect...
That's a Pokeball.
Heavy.
That's a perfect Pokeball. And...
Wait, no. Hang on.
A string. String.
I've got Pokeballs with string attached right here.
Yes,
oh,
perfect.
Oh, my God. That's
perfect.
Amazing.
So, look. Here
Pokeballs.
Is the Earth. Here is the Poke Earth ball.
Poke Earth
we think ball. Because when we look up into the sky where space is,
yeah.
It's above us. Therefore, this thing must travel up. But what we're actually
but
saying is
but it's not
that
in the atmosphere,
no.
So it's fine.
It's basically...
Yeah.
We could look
upside
at it like
down.
This. And the weight of the thingy on the endy is actually pulling the nanotubey cable thing, which I still don't quite believe in, straight.
It's on Wikipedia.
How
pulling.
Is it, how
Wikipedia
is
fake.
So
you can edit
head.
Wikipedia.
I love that.
Did you know that?
So
you can log in and then you can edit it.
Yeah, but it's checked by people who actually know what they're doing.
How
still
do you
edit
know
it.
That, though?
Yes, Jacob. I reckon the government
like, just because I wrote that Wikipedia article doesn't mean it's not true.
They were like... Okay, yep. Excuse me, sir, we need to get involved with this statement. We cannot add that aliens were involved in this situation. We need to make an excuse.
We're gonna be edited?
We need to change it to carbon fibre, sir. Can't involve
carbon
aliens.
Carbon nanotubes.
Yeah.
Well, I feel I need to now draw the Jacob's Mom feature to a close now and leave you guys to it.
Aww.
I think it went well. I think it went well, everyone.
That was very good, yeah.
It's a wrap.
Good.
It's
a wrap.
Well done.
It's
a wrap.
It's
good.
A wrap. But it's not a wrap.
Do you
want to
do a wrap?
Oh, no,
should
have...
do a wrap.
Yeah, do a
let's
rap,
do a rap.
Sammy.
Come on. No, that's beatboxing, not rap.
Oh.
I'll do the beatboxing.
there was
boots
a cat.
And cats and boots
and, it
and
lived
cats
in
and
the
boots
hat.
And cats and
it
boots
ate
and
12
cats. Boots, cats,
men.
Boots,
cats, and then it built a den. It couldn't fly. So then it started crying. The end.
Is that your rap?
I love it.
It was great.
You? Oh,
that's
excellent.
Also
going to
be
that's
a jingle.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right, I'm going to leave you guys to it now.
Right,
then.
Bye,
Mum.
Bye,
Kate. Do you think that I will get in next week as
say
well?
Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Okay. Talk to you later then. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
You can come back.
Please vote for my feature.
Yeah, we should have a poll.
We get 10
have
votes.
A poll.
YouTube, Facebook
top
poll.
Top banana feature.
Everybody.
Jacob's Mom.
We're going to have a Facebook poll.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
excellent.
The first 10 votes will, yes.
Bye.
Bye.
First 10 votes means that we will, in fact, be keeping Kate on the podcast.
Well, we'll just have a...
The first one vote.
So if anybody views the thing,
give us a like, and you know that indicates that you're voting. So we'll share a comment on Facebook, letting you know that you can actually like. And if we get 10 likes, I know it's silly compared to all the people
out
there.
We've already got 18.
Are getting a million likes.
We've already got 18.
Shh. All right. If we get 20 likes, yeah. Okay. We will, in fact, be keeping...
You just burped and food came out of your mouth. That's horrible. You just put it back in your mouth.
Yeah, I swallowed it. Anyway, we will, in fact, be keeping
that's
Kate
not how it works.
Colder.
We'll have a poll, so people will be able to see it, and you can click yes or no. Like, do you choose yes or no?
What's a poll?
A poll.
What's a poll?
It's like a voting thing. People can vote to have... my mum back in the
it's
show.
It's just on Facebook.
Yeah.
Back in the show.
They can vote to have her in next week, or they can vote to have her not in next week. Okay? Yeah. I see you understand.
Yes.
Good old supper. Okay, I've got a question, right?
9 plus 10.
If you could go... If you had to choose a shop, right, to spend not all your time in, but like a lot of time in... What shop would you spend the most time in? What shop do you spend the most time in? What shop do you enjoy going to?
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us.
Babies R Us. I love that
I
place.
Hang out in Babies R Us. Me and the lads, we roll down to Babies R Us.
Waiting
we get a Mackie
for the
D
mums
outside.
To leave the children for a bit.
Oh my god!
Oh my god.
Oh. What the hell?
Oh god, I didn't say that. That was all Jacob.
I'm going to have to fire you now. Basically, you get your gang and you hang outside Babies R Us and child snacks. And I called my mum the Satanist.
Alright, I've got a question for you.
Yeah, go on then.
If you could have any job in the world, but you couldn't be the job you wanted, what job would you pick?
Oh, so the job I want to do at the moment,
yeah.
If I couldn't do that job.
What job would you pick?
If you couldn't do the job you pick, what job would it... Okay. So, I want to...
But no, I want to.
No,
can't
at the moment I want to do this, but then I'll say I can't do this because of what Sammy has said.
Yeah.
So I want to be... graphical designer, game designer, coder, whatever. That sort of stuff. I can't actually draw, which is a shame.
I'm going to be a blacksmith.
Sammy wants to be a blacksmith. I'm good at graphical design. I mean, I can do the bit on the computer, but I can't actually draw. So, you know, that's a thing I should probably learn.
How about, I have an idea. I do the drawings, and then you do the copying.
That's basically what we've done so far.
Yeah.
If you've seen the Psycho Badger poster, those badgers... Well, that original badger, the one in the middle, was drawn by Sammy, and I have the original here.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And I just copied that into my
graphic. So many chins. Project. So many chins.
And did a background and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you haven't answered my question.
Oh, okay. What job would I do if I wasn't graphical designer, coder, game designer, whatever? Okay. I would fly helicopters.
But you don't like doing that? Has to be something you don't like doing.
What job would I do that I don't like doing?
Yeah. But you can't pick this, not that you don't like this.
So I have to pick a job that I don't want to do.
Yes.
That I don't like doing.
You can't like doing something.
You can't like doing a job. That's illegal.
No, you can't like doing something and not want to do the job.
Do you enjoy... this boss goes around to all his employers like, do you enjoy this job? Yes. Get out!
He does it like every day. He comes along. He's like people working on this really like... in like really really lethal experiment, and the boss just comes up, do you enjoy working here?
They're
and they're like
yes.
Working on zombie tests, and they're just yes, and he's get out now, in the process smashing all the glasses for the zombie infection.
So that's basically what you're saying. I have to pick a job I don't want to do.
Yeah,
I really don't want to be the bin man. I don't want to work for the county council as a bin man, because some mornings...
You'd be great.
Some mornings at, like, 5.30, 6 o'clock, I wake up to the sound of the bin men, and I'm like, what time is it? Is it time for school? Have I missed school? And I'd look at my clock, and it's like, it's half five! What the hell? Why is anybody working at half five? This is ridiculous. I'd hate to do that.
But you get a good salary, though.
I bet you don't.
£1.
I bet they pay you minimum wage.
£1 an hour. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
10 hours, you get £10.
Yeah. the minimum wage is like £6.50 per hour.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
No.
2 hours, you'd have more than £10.
Yeah, no. Okay, so at the moment, as us, as like teenagers, that's a fine amount of money. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, that's
cool. But if you had to feed a family and live off that, so, like, you couldn't do that.
Yeah, you could if you worked hard and...
Hang on.
If you worked so hard.
So, 24 hours of work would get you £156.
Wait, how many hours?
24.
Oh, my God, you work a whole day and a whole night.
12... Hang on. Is it...
Work hard, now, play hard. I don't know that song.
I don't know that song. Oh, God.
Jacob, you're not very good with computing, are you?
Shut up.
You want to be a... You want
oh, wait.
To, you want to
I
be
can
a
just
coder.
Use these numbers right here.
And a bucket on my head.
Okay. Right. So, £6.50.
Plus times 24.
Plus...
No. Times 24.
Times 12, because you won't be working 24-hour shift. Even 12-hour shift is
yeah,
a long time.
Yeah, you can
time,
work a 12-hour.
Which would be like...
In McDonald's, you can work a 24-hour shift.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not...
I don't want to work at McDonald's.
Exactly. Times 10. Well, say you have a 10-hour shift. You get £65 a day.
That's actually really good.
Not really.
That is. £65 a day. In 2 days, you'd have more than £100.
So, per week, you'd get £455.
Okay, that's good. You could probably pay the rent, I don't know.
That's for 7 days. Am I doing this right? I'm probably not doing even doing this right.
It's still a lot of money, £455. If you
What's
save
the minimum
that
wage?
Up, if you save 2 weeks, you'd have more than a grand.
What's the minimum wage? Let's see. Yeah, I guess you could probably...
So, it's alright. It's alright.
You know.
I mean, if you rent a house for £500, then you probably...
£6.70 for workers 21 and over.
Oh, no, because you pay monthly, don't you? So
okay, so if we...
It's actually really good.
If we started working now, 16 to 17... Actually, we couldn't even work, but still. If 16 at 17... I've volunteered, but I don't get paid for it anyway. 16 for 7 to 17, you get £3.87 per hour.
That's good. That's actually really bad, but...
Yeah.
I mean,
so
compared to the £6 one.
So £6 to £18, you're probably still living at your parents' house.
My mum said that I should, she doesn't really want me to be a blacksmith, she wants me to be an electrician.
That's, I don't think you get much money for being a
blacksmith. You get maximum wage for being an electrician.
Yeah, you get paid a lot for being an electrician.
Yeah, but for being a blacksmith, they're not very popular anymore.
Well, no, because being a blacksmith, you have to be self-employed.
But it's something I want to do.
If you want to do it, then you should totally do it.
Yeah. Because I don't, even if you don't
get paid.
Being an electrician is pretty, like, you know, all you do is either get people killed or die yourself, or just don't do that and just fix it and go on with your day.
You know the people that, see, yeah, being paid minimum wage for our age, you get £38 a day for a 10-hour shift.
That's good.
For a 10-hour shift.
Oh my God, that's bad, that's terrible.
10 hours.
10 hours for £38.
Yeah. What?
I'd actually be up for that. I'd do a 10-hour podcast.
This is not working. What we're doing right now, I could do this for 10 hours. That would be fine, because I'm just sitting here talking to you.
Yeah.
But
10-hour podcast. Oh, my God.
If this podcast pays,
we should do, like, an event, like, every year. 10-hour podcast.
We should stream live podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, for 10 hours.
10 hours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we would have to be playing something. We'd
have to be, like, coming up with ideas at the same time.
What we should do is we should do a 10-hour farming sim stream.
That would be sick.
Because it's harder to get bored.
And plus, like,
we have something to talk about.
And when you're playing games, like, 4 hours is, like, 10 seconds.
So. Yeah. Man. This is good stuff.
Oh, we're coming up with great ideas here.
Yeah. So on Twitch, I guess that's fine.
Motherboard Gigabyte F2868HM -HD2 Ultra Durable 4 Plus. Ah!
HD2, so yeah. I can have another monitor. I might get another monitor.
Dude, that'd be sick.
It'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Then I could have it.
You should get another monitor and give it to me.
That'd be great, Jacob.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
So instead of this laptop here, I'll have the other monitor.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Because, yeah. I say it's easy to set up a podcast, but everybody says when you set up a podcast you should use Audacity to record it, but because we have two inputs, Audacity doesn't work, or we don't know how to do it. So
you still using Audacity?
No.
You haven't really, like,
Logic Pro and stuff like
that. Kept me up to date on all this technical stuff.
No, it's because I've been doing everything technical, and I'm just hoping you do all the journal work.
I do, yes. I'm going to update this podcast. What? Is there a fault in our recording?
No, it's fine.
Hello.
No, it's all fine.
I'm a 12-year-old boy and I've got no friends. I saw this guy. Oh, all right, story time, yeah?
Story time, I'm ready.
We have to tell our stories.
Yeah.
But it can't be stories on the internet. Oh, this is so much better than those Choose Your Path books. All right, okay, we're going to do stories. Like life event stories.
Oh,
like things that we've walked past or things
not
we've seen.
Not stories, because they were
They were, like, terrible. All right, I'll start. They don't have to be long ones. They can be short.
Okay. That's such a great picture.
I know. I've got a moustache.
You do? Why did you have a moustache on that day?
I don't know.
It's random.
Anyway, alright, so I was walking, right? I got out of the train station, Exeter St. David's train station, right? And I was walking, along, and I saw all these students, right? They were, you know, doing whatever it is they do. Talk and chew gum.
Yeah.
And I was walking more, and I saw this lady sat in the bus, and she was looking at the students. And I saw the student sat next to her, and I was thinking, what the hell? Why isn't that student with all the other students? And I kind of walked past, and she just turned her head and looked at me. And I was like, oh God, no, she's looking at me, what do I do? So I just kind of hid behind this bin until she got on the bus, like, I don't know.
So you saw an old lady.
No, she wasn't old. She was, like, middle-aged. And she had this student with her that was sat next to her.
You probably saw a mother and child, okay? And they looked at you, so you hid behind a bin.
Oh.
That sounds so stupid.
Well, I guess it does when you look at it that way.
Did that sound really good in your head?
Yeah, and anyway, she was looking at me, and she didn't stop looking at me until she got on the bus. She was still looking at me as she walked on the bus.
That's, wow, that is just scary.
She let all the students get on first, though, which is still really creepy.
Was this the bus driver?
What?
Are you talking about the bus driver?
No, the lady.
Yeah?
She was still looking at me as she was walking on the bus.
Whoa. Man, that's super scary.
And she was being, like, really creepy and letting all the students on first.
Okay. Sit rep, everybody. Sammy walked out of St. David's Station, and there was a bus with a mother and child, like a middle-aged mother and a child. Well, she must have had the child quite young, I assume. And they looked at Sammy, so he got scared and ran behind a bin. And then the students were getting on the bus, and this nice lady let them get on the bus. And that's a big thing. And Sammy got scared of that. What? She must be.
Oh, yeah. Do the milk one.
Milk one?
Today.
That's just embarrassing.
Come on, tell
I'm
it.
I'm embarrassed to know you.
Do it, tell it.
I go to the toilet at St. David's Station waiting for the train to come back. Waiting for our train to come. And the seat next to Sammy on the bench is taken, so I sit on the bench next to him. There's like a 4 metre gap between benches. And I'm sitting facing him. And Sammy's bought a little bottle of milk because he likes to drink his milk before he gets on the train. Because he's a good boy.
Yes, he'd be complete.
And for some reason he starts spreading his milk in a pattern on the floor. Then he's like well proud of it.
Yeah.
And he's slapping his feet in it and he's touching it. He's like a pig in a muddy puddle. He's loving it so much. He's wallowing in it. And he stands up for a bit to admire his handiwork and he's like, I'm joining Peterson milk on the floor. I'm so funny. he steps in it a bit more and wallows around in it. And then the train pulls up and everybody gets on the train, so there's a seat next to me and he comes sit next to me. And we're just sitting there and Izzy's there as well.
And then the man comes along.
Yeah, Izzy's like, what the hell? Was he just wallowing in a milk he just poured all over the floor? And the man comes.
He cleans it up and we record him.
Scary man.
God.
He came with his cleaning equipment and his brush. And he's cleaned the floor with your milk.
And
on
I was
it.
Like, no!
My you were
beautiful
like,
artwork.
No.
And he cleaned it all up. And then we recorded him as he walked away.
Yeah.
He looked so badass.
We were like, bye bye. Yeah, like the milk exploded behind him and he was walking away from the milk.
Oh, and when I was in the process of slapping the milk on the floor. And like slapping my inner thigh.
The guy walked past and you were like, it wasn't me. And he was like, okay. And then I'm like, lift up your shoe a minute. And like, he lifted up your shoe and it's covered in milk at the bottom. And I'm like, do you think that was you? And he was like, no. Some foolish child just put milk on the floor and I just walked through it by accident.
Yeah, oh my God. And this dude, I was like making really creepy faces. And this lady came along and she walked past and looked at me and smiled. And I went, And she like kind of, she was really weirded out and she just carried on walking. And her pace speeded up so dramatically. I was like...
So you made a creepy face at a woman and she ran away.
Yeah.
10 out of 10, best story ever. Ah.
Lul Akbar.
Yeah. Wait, no. No. Actually, I changed my mind. No. What fun. Oh, man. We've been recording for like an hour.
Really?
Yeah. Time to wrap it up. So, from everybody here at Hat Dragon Productions, and Alan, there's only the two of us actually at Hat Dragon Productions, so we're so lonely. Anyway, goodbye!
What? Is everything up to date?
Yeah, well, we're YouTube channel, there's nothing on at the moment, but there'll be Farming Simulator and a setup video soon.
We're probably going to do that in a couple of days, actually.
That'll be next
we're
week
gonna,
we'll do that.
We're going to do it next week?
Yeah, we'll do it next week.
Before we get in touch, maybe.
Yeah.
It'll
be on the Facebook
tomorrow
page.
Tomorrow or the day after tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
Why not? We can do it then. Can we?
Yeah.
We could do
So just be sure to follow our Facebook page and check for updates, because we'll put any new updates on there.
We're not actually yet. We're not actually going to have face cameras yet. I don't know if you are. Are you going to?
There's not going to be a face cam for the... When we record Farming Sim.
Yeah.
No, we won't have face cams.
We will eventually though, right?
I think when we live stream, we'll have face cams.
Yeah.
By the time we start to live stream, we will have face cams. That'll be fine.
So... I've just got to get persuade my mum to buy me one.
Yeah.
She's like, no, save up.
Your computer isn't that big, is it?
No, it's terrible.
No, I mean, like, the actual case. It's a mini case, isn't it?
Packard Bell.
Yeah, that's pretty small. You could probably shove that in the boot of a car and just bring it over here.
Yeah, it's not the size of the boot. That's a massive, yeah.
Yeah, my computer's pretty big. My case is huge. Got CIT gaming goblin case.
Wait, you have a case for your computer?
Yeah, I don't have like a graphics card and a motherboard just in a pile on the floor. Like, this is my computer. That's a pile of computer components. Yes, that's it. The case for your computer. Like the actual box that all the
computer. I'll just take the computer and the wires.
Yeah.
And put it in the boot.
Fine, just do that. Yeah. Anyway, I've been trying to say goodbye for like the past 5 minutes. From everybody here at Hat Dragon Productions and Alan Productions or whatever, goodbye!
Oh.